This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
But the real question is, did you miss me? Joe Mazzetta, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. God bless. Thanks for being with me. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Being involved, being engaged. That's the big thing, is being engaged. Or I should say, being involved. That would help, too. Kimberly Murray's going to join me after the first break. You know how it goes. You know, you old-timers know the drill, right? Got a lot to talk about. More than I want to, frankly. And just watching, I know some of you watch the hearings going on across the country today. They had to do with voter fraud. I'm just going to say one thing. If you don't think, after what you're hearing and seeing from Democrats and Republicans alike now, if you're not really understanding that voter fraud took place in a big way, maybe you shouldn't have a driver's license. Maybe you shouldn't be around sharp weapons. I don't know. I would say there's something drastically wrong with your ability to rationale things. And I don't know if you heard. God bless. Joey B. had a dog encounter over the weekend. Right? I mean, think about it. I don't know if he tripped over the dog, he passed out, or nobody really knows. We're never going to know what happens with that man. Right? I mean, could you imagine, where are the reporters pounding away on questions to find out for sure how he tripped playing with the dog? Yeah, okay. Because I'm sure he's outside playing frisbee and stuff like that with that dog all the time, don't you think? But we're the reporters who should be camped out at the hospital, clamoring for in-depth, up-to-the-minute updates, and the truth on how it really happened. We need to know how it really happened. Although I don't feel that way, but whatever. Did he have a seizure? Hit his head? We're the demands to see the X-rays or the CAT scans. Remember when Donald Trump was sick? Right? They wanted everything. They wanted everything on him. Where's the parade of doctors giving a detailed news conference? Where's Pelosi demanding to know if he still fit to be president? That's exactly what would have happened. We all know it. If Trump had fell. Right? No question about it. And now Schumer come out and says, hey, we should be, the Senate should be confirmed. Should confirm Biden's cabinet before Inauguration Day. Wow, really? Right after the GA runoff. Because he's so sure that they have fixed the vote so they'll get it. You see what I mean? Seriously. Look, Lindsey Graham, during the Kavanaugh hearing, had it right. When he was screaming how, God forbid, if they ever get power again, what it would be like, he was right on. No question about it. They are not America hungry. They are not happy or wanting you to do better. No. As long as you're afraid of them, As long as you see their power, know who they are, they've got you. Just amazing. I mean, let's talk about some more anomalies of the day, if you would. Dominion Republic, a representative who scanned ballots in Georgia County where thousands of Trump votes were uncounted, apparently works for Kamala Harris. How does that happen? Or worked now, you're saying, for Kamala Harris. Biden won the presidency. Now, this one, I was listening to the statisticians all day long. And I will tell you, if you listen to these people in Arizona, and they were in Arizona doing this, if you listen to these people, and when they're all done and everything's said, you don't believe that there's an issue, there's something wrong with you. I'm not talking a little wrong. I'm talking big wrong. Right? Think about something. Biden won the presidency with only 17% of all U.S. counties. And they're trying to tell us he got the most votes in U.S. history. We all know that's a lie. I mean, really, seriously. The man couldn't get 16 people to show up in a free burger giveaway rally for him. Even Obama couldn't fill a parking lot for him. In Georgia, Sidney Powell in her complaint included the declaration of Navid Kishvarjnia, an expert witness who stated under oath that there was this massive computer fraud in the 2020 election, all of it's intended to secure a victory for Joe Biden. Dr. Kishvarjnia, now you may not know his name, we probably haven't heard it much, that's a name I'd remember if I heard it, but it's one of the weightiest names in the world when it comes to sniffing out cybersecurity problems. And he went through and he laid it out, well, I'll say in plain simple English, it was easy for me to understand. And later on in the show, I'm going to go through what some of that stuff was. I learned about green buttons. I learned about how the elite would not answer questions about how to check signatures. You know, how they were putting special ballots in special drawers, but we don't know where they went. You know, really, seriously, Americans have been muzzled. And you need to know about it. You need to know what to do about it. Kimberly Murray joins me after the break. Don't go far. Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you to do something other than sitting there drooling all over yourself. No, I'm serious. This is getting nuts. And if you're watching the hearings today, I hope she was. I'll ask her in a minute. But I learned so much from the... Not that I didn't know this stuff was going on, but to what level. And the fact that they had some very well-known experts in these areas, and Democrats and Republicans alike came forward on this. So this isn't one side just crying about how bad it was. I think Democrats rank and file are starting to realize that these people will choose who the leaders are for the next 100 years if we don't nail them now and get it over with now. Kimberly Marin joins me as she does every week. Always appreciate the time you spend with Kimberly. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was absolutely fabulous, Joe. How was yours?
Fabulous. My God, you sound like an SNL skit, for God's sakes. Mine was great, too. I had lasagna. I was not here.
I had a traditional turkey dinner.
I had a traditional lasagna dinner.
I am due for Italian. I'm out. I usually make a big batch. You know how it is. You make a big batch,
yep,
and then I freeze it, but I'm completely out. My freezer is bare, so I'm about due to make a sauce, a gravy.
You get it right. Will you please?
I always make mine with meat, so it's a gravy.
You see what I do on my Facebook page. I love starting World War VII with that all the time.
Oh, my God. Anytime I mention it on my Facebook page, I got all the Italians in there.
Yeah.
And everybody else yelling.
It's like, go away. You know what? Gravy's with meat, sauces without meat. Sauces with the French use to cover up the bad food they serve. Get over it. Anyway. All right. So, couple things I was talking about in the first part. I'm sure you've been keeping up on some of this stuff, but apparently Joe Biden, now the numbers are coming in, like they're putting numbers and things, and Joe Biden won the presidency with only 17% of all U.S. counties, and they're trying to tell us he got the most votes in U.S. history. And you're sitting here thinking to yourself, they're so full of themselves, they think we're going to swallow this, don't they?
I've never seen anything like this in my life. I don't even know what to say about it. Like, I went and saw my stylist on Saturday, and she's always been a big Trump supporter after previously having voted for Obama. And she, one of the first things she said to me is, "What's going on with the election?" I'm like, "I have no idea." She's like, "Oh, come on. I've been waiting for you to come in. I figured you'd know some inside scoop." I'm like, "I don't." I'm like, I don't know what the heck is going on. Do I believe that they could cheat in a massive scale? Absolutely. But
go ahead.
We got to have the proof. Plain and simple.
I was watching those hearings today, okay, and I had an attorney last week, a constitutional attorney on. We were talking about the difference between circumstantial evidence and proof. And I said, look, you're not going to get the video of some guy sitting in a room checking off, all right, it's just not going to happen. But
right,
when you have affidavits from people that were there, Democrats or Republicans alike, okay, that weren't allowed to do certain things or saw certain things going on or what have you, when the numbers on the machine showed one thing and somebody goes out of a room, comes back in with an SD chip, plugs it in, and the numbers have changed, that's about as much proof as you're going to get, along with people actually saying they were told what to do and what not to do. I mean, this is going to hit SCOTUS soon, I think.
I think so, too. And I'm concerned where I've seen news reports of 47 missing USB drives.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
Like, there's always irregularities in every election. This is why I always tell people it's so important you vote, because some elections are absolutely won by just a few votes. However, these irregularities that we're seeing are far beyond normal scope, far beyond. And we, the people, deserve to know for sure if our elections have integrity. And personally, I don't think anyone in this country should believe it at this point. I don't care what freaking party you're in. Yep. And we need to shore up this election. These are our election system to make sure nothing sketchy can happen. Because I think Trump even said it, it's like we're a third world country. There are third world countries who do better voting than we do.
I know, right?
Sure, they require ID or a fingerprint or something to prove you voted. So you can only vote once.
Wow.
So, I mean,
no, you're exactly right. It gets crazier and crazier. They were talking about duplicate voting. The numbers of one person in Arizona, the statistician for Arizona came up and said, look, Arizona's population has grown by 1% a year. However, its voting block has grown by 7% a year. That's impossible. That's statistically impossible. Okay? And some areas had 130% of the people that lived there voted. That's, again, impossible. He just kept going down these numbers, and you're saying to yourself, my God, why didn't the Secretary of State check that? How could and with Giuliani's point, he said, look, how do you certify an election is true and correct when you have these numbers? It can't work. It doesn't work.
No, it doesn't. And this is one of the problems. You know, they just seem to be rushing to do things. It's like, wait, hold up a second. Can we just take a step back, deal with these irregularities, and then go ahead and do what we have to do? But, I mean, they didn't rush through when Al Gore was contesting the election, did they?
Nope, they didn't. They waited.
So why are they doing it now?
Chucky Schumer wants all of Biden's cabinet choices. He wants them to go through Senate right after the Georgia runoff. So he's ready
can't
to
do that.
Running, right?
Don't they have to wait till he's in office?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. There's too many.
They don't care about the Constitution anymore. The laws don't apply to them. Come on, Kimberly, get with the program.
There's too many weird things going on.
Yes.
With all of them, with the swamp, with everything. There's just too many strange things going on that we all need to be paying attention to. We know the media is not going to bother looking into it because they're scum, leftist scum. But there's just, you know, I've been busy and trying to do other things, but I've been seeing things and reading news and, you know what I mean, watching, sort of being quiet in the background watching. And for you, for me to be quiet, you know, that's a
Herculean task. Go ahead.
So I'm kind of like sitting back and watching, and I'm just seeing so many strange things. It's like this, none of this is adding up. It's very, very strange.
I was right, 100 gazillion percent right about Paul. Ryan. Okay. I mean, coming back now. There's other Republicans talking about we need to get back to that way of government. We'll talk about this after the break. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Kimberly in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Two more states certified their election results Monday, both being wins for former Vice President Joe Biden. Arizona and Wisconsin certified their results, while President Trump's legal team held a hearing on election integrity in Arizona, where the president's lawyers urged several state lawmakers in attendance to investigate alleged voting fraud in their state. President Trump, phoning into the hearing, said he and his team would not stop fighting for the election and promised more legal actions in other states.
Well, I will tell you, we are going to fight. We're taking it up all the way. We have additional cases being filed probably tomorrow in Wisconsin and in Georgia. And they're good cases. They're very strong cases by great lawyers with great facts. And Arizona will not forget what Ducey just did. We're not going to forget the people of Arizona.
This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
We are back. This is the Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOKE. 855-732-5563. Always, always, always a pleasure. Appreciate the time. Hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving with with family. We couldn't have family in California, but we could have family in California. You know what I'm saying? Wink, wink. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Kimberly Moran joins me, as she does every week. Always appreciate her time with me. And Kimberly, you and Newsom would not get along, I don't think.
Oh, hell no. I'm not a disgusting, slime ball, leftist. You fill in the blank.
Yeah.
Did you get censored if I
went,
do.
Over Auntie Nancy's house? I mean, because she's got plenty of ice.
I'm sure he did.
You know?
I'm sure he did. I'm sure he did.
Oh, God. So listen, I don't know if you probably didn't watch his news conference earlier. And he comes out and he says, well, you know, we shouldn't get too excited about the vaccines, first of all, because he doesn't know if you trust them. And he's going to wait for his people to tell him it's okay. Not the CDC, of course, but his people, right? And then also, the first round of vaccines will probably go to the first responders. The second round of vaccines, if you would, are going to go to black and brown neighborhoods because they were more unequally affected by this, so they should have a leg up in being, so I guess he'll get his last or something, huh?
You know, he'd be better off handing out those communities vitamin D, like a couple of years supply, because a lot of people are vitamin D deficient, and that's a huge problem, and it makes COVID outcomes worse. Idiot. Right.
We're obese. Our country is obese, which is one of the things that COVID, you know, really attaches itself to, but that has nothing to do with anything. But I loved it, the fact that because the black and brown communities have been unequally affected by this, then we should make sure that they're taken care of first. Okay, so that there are levels of value to life, and I guess black and brown humans are much more valuable than white humans. Got it. Okay.
Well, only outside of the womb.
God. Oh, yeah, that's true. All right, I'm sorry. I missed that one. You are so correct.
Yeah.
And then the Los Angeles County Department of Public Health, they admitted at a board meeting, at a supervisor, now these things go on all day long. I don't know how they stay there all day, but they're at a board meeting, and they actually admitted that there was no hard scientific evidence linking the recent COVID-19 surge to, but they shut down dining anyhow. Right? Outside dining.
It's not dining.
Yeah, go ahead.
So a lot of people are realizing this. Like, regular people who are not political have had enough. And they're realizing this is total, they're, like, angry. Like, these are people that are non-political. They've had it with this. They're like, it's just a power trip at this point. They're just trying to control people.
Yep.
They're not doing a damn thing. Like, that... I'm trying to censor myself again. Fauci came out and said, oh, we should send kids back to elementary school. Something a lot of us have been saying all along because we've done the research on coronaviruses that, you know, because there is a lot of research out there on coronaviruses, which is what COVID is. Now he's saying, oh, kids should go back to school. Duh. Do you... Joe, I was talking to someone today.
Remember when Trump said it, and they tore him up, right?
Yeah.
And now Fauci says it, and it's like, oh, okay, well, that makes sense.
Joe, I was talking to some parents, and kids that are normally straight-A kids are failing.
Yeah.
Other kids who are have, like, you know, they're on the autistic spectrum, or they have kind of IEP issues that need to be in school because they can't do it outside of school. It's horrifying. This is harming so many kids. This doesn't include kids that just aren't showing up, kids that have parents
that don't give a crap. They don't care.
This is going to destroy an entire generation of kids. It really is. And they're doing it intentionally because they hate us. The left hates we the people. They hate our guts.
So those kids that we've been talking about, right? Only, and I'm going to say it, people are getting mad at me, only 42 kids have died. We have millions and millions of kids going to school. 42 kids have died from this. Now, and those 42 kids did not die of COVID. They had other issues, respiratory issues that caused the problem. All right? To your point, 100% of special needs kids are falling behind. 82% of the average student are getting D's and F's. They used to get B's and, A's and B's.
A's. Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like, anybody home? Anybody paying attention?
They know, Joe. They know this would harm people. They know shutting down businesses would harm people. They don't care. It's all intentional.
Yep.
All of it.
I agree.
It is not, you know, when they did the 2 weeks, you know, we got to just shut down, slow everything down for 2 weeks, stop this. Everybody was like, all right, I can do this. I can do this, right?
So it's like, turn off the toilet paper roll, but go ahead anyway.
And how many months later is it, and it's still going on? We haven't stopped the spread. We're not going to. It's a virus. In fact, it's going to get worse because people are isolated, and they're not building up immunity to other stuff.
There you go. No kidding.
And notice how flu and pneumonia cases are down.
No. I've been saying this for weeks. Nobody's listening to me. You should embrace Corona because it's a godsend. It has cured heart disease. It has cured cancer. The seasonal flu has gone away. Diabetes is no longer existent. I mean, I go through a whole bunch of diseases that people aren't dying from anymore. Only COVID.
It hasn't cured suicide, though. Suicide rates are higher. Thanks.
Yes,
thanks, Democrats.
Yes, you're right about that. But, No. Suicide and suicide rates are among young people, depression, skyrocketing.
It's horrifying.
The only thing they can think of. And again, if you sit back and think about how many kids may be affected by this to go back to school, and as two I've heard, now there's thousands, but two I've actually heard come out and say, look, kids have almost zero risk of catching and giving this to somebody else. That's number one. Okay?
Yep.
And number two, you have zero risk of dying from this. Zero. Well, okay. Somebody's going to call me. All right, here's the deal. If you're under 50, you have an alarming rate of surviving this of like 99.8%. If you're over 65 or 70, you also have a scary, diabolical rate of 98.9% survival rate. How is this a pandemic? I'm still trying to figure this out in my feeble little mind.
Your feeble little mind. Sorry, that one caught me off guard.
Well, come on. I'm not college educated. All these PhDs and D's and MDs and ABCDFGs are all telling me, listen, stop being stupid. Wear a mask. Wear two if you can. Stay away from other people. Don't bring people over your home. You're nuts.
You know, I recently went out to lunch with a coworker, and it made me really sad that later when I had gotten home, we were messaging, and she said, it's the first time I felt normal in a long time. And that made me, and she's just a regular, you know.
Right.
Not a high risk, whatever. But that's a regular person saying that.
Right.
They're harming, and she's actually normal, someone who normally travels a lot, and she hasn't been able to because of this. They're harming someone like that who's totally grounded, you know, not any issues. What are they doing to people who might have had some issues before? It's getting even worse.
Yep.
And they're not GD basing it on actual science. It's becoming a COVID cult, just like global warming cult. That's what's happening. People are making money off of these bogus studies that they're doing.
Oh,
studies disappeared. Joe, when I was researching this, when it first came out, there's a ton of research on coronaviruses because they've been around for a while. And so I did a ton of research on it. That's why everybody I know is like, take vitamin D, take vitamin D. Because so many people are deficient in it.
Oh, yeah.
I did a ton of research on it. And all of a sudden, a lot of those studies started disappearing. Links that I had saved, gone. No longer exists. I'm not kidding.
No,
I'm not like being a conspiracy theorist. These things that posted facts, scientific facts, suddenly disappeared about masks, about coronaviruses.
Yeah, I just, again, I look at this stuff and they know they can control us. Well, they think they can control us, I'll put it that way. Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more with Kimberly after the break.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
You're back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5566. We're going to have a cooking show with Kimberly some night.
I love cooking.
I got hungry during the break. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. I mean, don't go far at all. We got a lot more in front of us. Kimberly Marin George. She got me all. What is it? Kerflunked here. With I'm thinking about food and the food we were talking about. I'm like, yeah, okay, I gotta make that.
Now I want blueberry Jordan Marsh muffins. You're evil.
Yeah, I. You know what? Me too. All right, so we probably won't be able to get some of that stuff once Joe Biden gets in, but Joey isn't getting in. He can't get in. We cannot let this happen. You know what I'm saying? I'll put on tidy whites and one of those three-pointed hats, and I'll go for it. So, you know, the white socks and the shoes with the buckles. Never mind.
Yeah.
No. Just think about everything they threw at this guy and / the American people just in the last 18 months, right? Trying to stop him at every corner, everything he did, going after him for everything he did.
Yeah, it's been overwhelming. I mean, and you have to remember, like, half the country never even saw anything remotely resembling the truth.
No, it's true.
right?
Yep.
So you have one half of the country who understands what's really going on, the other half who has no idea what's actually going on.
I'm surprised that
because they watch mainstream
media,
and that's it.
But think about it. How many of your friends do you talk to? I won't say close friends, because I'm sure your close friends are along the lines of what you're like. But, I mean, how many of your close friends are walking around going, I didn't hear about that. I didn't know about that. I didn't know about this. I didn't know. You're going, my God, what have you been in, a coma? Are you for real?
So, you'd be amazed. I have some of my close friends who, we never talk politics, ever. And then all of a sudden, now they're really paying attention. Some of them were really paying attention. So, I was shocked because it wasn't me. Like, of course they see my Facebook stuff, but I never talk to them about it. Never bring it up. With certain friends that are non-political, I never talk politics because I don't want to. So, I don't know, you'd be surprised.
Yeah,
I am surprised at what people know.
Yeah, I'm surprised at what they don't know. No, I'm still of the ilk when I talk to these people. They're talking about, they really don't understand what Donald Trump has actually accomplished. And that Joe Biden has said and done. We were talking about it earlier, right? We were talking about when President Trump came out in June and said, get these kids back in school, or even earlier than that, get these kids back in school. You're causing them all kinds of issues mentally and otherwise. And everybody laughed at him and poo-pooed him and came against him. And Fauci, he said, listen, let's close the bars, but you got to keep the schools open. You got to get the kids back in school.
Yep.
So I'm trying to figure out, why aren't we laughing at Fauci? Why aren't we making fun of him?
Because they don't care. They don't pay attention. They're not honest. They don't tell the truth. I mean, we could go on and on and on, to be honest. We just could go on and on and on. And it's, frankly, it's horrifying.
Well, you look
it really
at, so,
is.
So Fauci comes out and talks about this stuff. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio, that now he's changed his mind. He's had a softening of the heart. I'm sure Cuomo beat the crap out of him. But he's having a bit of a softening of the heart. He's going, like, you know what? We're going to let pre-K and some elementary classes open around December 7th.
That's not a softening of the heart. Parents got together. Parents got together and said, hey, buddy, you're going to open up the damn schools. Our kids need to be in school. It was because of parents. Because teachers unions hate the kids. They don't care anything about the kids. And they're the ones pushing this. They're the ones, because they're extreme leftists. Not a lot of the regular teachers. Regular teachers don't even, if they have half a brain, they don't like the union, right?
Right.
They're not, they don't want to be political. They don't, they actually care about the kids. But there's those that all about the union and whatever the union wants, and they're leftists, so they don't actually care about the kids.
No, I can't tell you how many teachers I talk to here in my district that tell me they can't stand their union, and that they want to get back into school, but it's the union that's keeping them out. It's the union that's telling them what to do, what to say, and how to say. And, you know, I got to tell you something, and this will send a shiver, because I know some of them listen to the show just to catch me saying stuff. So take notes quickly. They brought a guy against one of my fellow trustees, okay? That guy spent 30 years of his life giving back to the public. Didn't want anything out of it. He didn't, like Trump, he didn't really need to do this. And he's been, working with kids. He was a guy that I wasn't going to get along with, but I ended up getting along with. Bottom line was, the teachers union went against him and actually brought a guy forward who's never been to the school board meetings, doesn't engage, doesn't get involved, isn't on the committee, but he's a teacher or was a teacher. And so that's why they went with him. No other reason. He's already poo-pooed me on Facebook because he's a gay man married to another, married with a kid, and this is supposed to intimidate me in some way, shape, manner, or form. And he's going to make sure that the certain group, the kids that don't have a voice, do have a voice, which is that Democrat fake mantra. Because the reality is, I make sure that all kids have a voice. All kids. I treat all kids equally. I don't subdivide these kids out to black, Hispanic, gay, black. I don't do all of that. All kids are kids. All kids deserve a right to learn and to be in a safe environment. But they segregate it out, and they think they're doing them a favor, don't they?
They do, and they hurt. They're just, they're harming them so bad. They're really harming kids, and I thank the Lord above that I don't have a child in public school, because it would be ugly. I couldn't do it, and I feel bad for people who have to. It's bad.
Oh, it is?
It's really bad.
So, all right, I'm going to switch notes on you for a minute. Have we lost Fox News totally, or what?
What do you mean?
Well, Fox News, you know, I mean, everything on there now, when you start listening to them, and even Laura Ingraham, you know, it's time for the president to concede, okay? Even Tucker Carlson has made some comments that I don't know if he's getting pressure from above. I mean, he didn't seem like a guy that would give in to pressure. He's got some great segments. He's got some great truth out there. But to turn around and do nothing, but look, God, I lost track of their names.
I didn't do it. It was my fault.
Yeah. Well, anyway, no, listen. So when he's talking to Trump's attorneys, he's going, if you have the proof, bring it forward. I'm saying to myself, you're not a stupid man. You don't tip your hand till you have to. I wouldn't give them any information that I had or that I was coming forward with until it's actually been filed.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree with that. Like, I'm the same way, though. Put up or shut up. But they have to be prepared and be ready and provide what they know, because it's scary as heck.
Oh, yeah. But I'm watching it.
Like,
now I'm watching it play out. I'm listening to what they have. I'm listening to these hearings. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, my God, they've got some really good stuff. They've got the election. They show you the numbers and how they were changed, and they got the code from some of the machines where they got the algorithms that were actually put in place to show one of the algorithms actually gave Joe Biden 1.3 votes for every vote that was cast for him. President Trump got ended up with a negative 300%, so that, you know, the votes that were cast for him, it took almost 300% of them. It was bad.
Mind-boggling?
Yeah. I'm an old-time programmer, and I'm listening, and I'm going, oh, my God, that would be so easy to do, especially when nobody's spot-checking those machines.
Yeah, and all of a sudden they decided not to verify signatures. How do you not do that? And then did you hear America Votes, which is Jason Kander's group, who's been trying to screw with New Hampshire elections for a long time? They're being discussed. Was it Arizona? Crap. Georgia? Georgia. They are being, they're the Georgia legislature, I think, is pushing against them because they're trying to tell college students, go ahead and register to vote. You can register back, unregister after you register and vote.
Wow.
Which is the same kind of crap they did in New Hampshire. I've been calling Jason Kander out for years, and sometimes the little
weasel.
Censoring
weasel
myself again.
Weasel works. It's okay.
Scumbag piece of filth. Human excrement. Those all work too. But sometimes he tweets back, actually, and I've outed him for years in New Hampshire because he's tried to interfere. He's a billionaire trying to interfere in New Hampshire elections. Now he's doing the same thing in Georgia, only Georgia is trying to stop him. And it's about damn time someone did.
What do you think about all the comments? We're up against the time. I was listening to all the comments by Obama in the last 2 weeks. Go ahead.
Middle finger him, okay? Don't even.
God. Here's a guy that's putting down the Hispanic community, putting down the black community, he's putting down the white community. He is so above it all. He's so much smarter than everybody else that he had to write 2 autobiographies about himself. Just wonderful. Tell people where to
find him. He's such an elitist scum. GraniteGrock.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter. Send all the emails to Joe if you have a complaint.
Nothing new. Joe Mazzini, your host. A lot more coming up. Dr. B joins us to tell you how to deal with your anxiety over all of this in the next hour. We'll be back in a few minutes.